This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In sports news, Vince Young, the dynamic quarterback for the University of Texas Longhorns, has decided to leave college early and join the NFL.
Basically, my mom said it was your decision, and that's my decision. I feel like I was ready to go. I accomplished a lot of things. I learned a lot of things in college, and I was ready to move on to the next level.
Young's decision comes less than a week after he led his team to a dramatic fourth-quarter victory over USC in the Rose Bowl for the national championship. Here to talk about Vince Young's decision is Pete Futak of collegefootballnews.com. Hi, Pete.
How you doing?
So a lot of athletes turn pro, but many people seem to think that maybe Vince Young would stay and finish out his college career. Why did he choose to leave, and is that unusual?
It's not that unusual. First of all, lots and lots of money. It's to leave early for the NFL, the NFL is a weird rule. You can only leave early if you are a junior or if you're out of high school for 3 years. So this really is reserved just for the elite of the elite players who are juniors and usually juniors in college. And it's not really a surprise at all. He's going to be one of the top picks in the draft. He is a tremendous all-around player. He's going to make a lot of money. Today's day and age, NFL signing bonuses for top five draft picks, especially quarterbacks, can be anywhere from $10, $15, $20 million. And he has nothing really else to prove on the collegiate level, at least for football-wise, after winning the national championship for Texas. And he's being hailed down there as a hero and a god, and I don't think anybody down there bears him any ill will for leaving early.
And you spoke about him being maybe a top draft pick. The yep. Houston Texans have the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So do you think that he'll just stay in Houston, be picked by the Texans?
I think he's part of it would like to because that's his hometown, but probably not. There's a USC running back, Reggie Bush, who's probably going to be the first draft pick. Houston already has a quarterback that they drafted a few years ago. The early projection is that USC quarterback Matt Leinart's probably going to be the number two pick, and then most likely Vince Young would be the number three pick to the Tennessee Titans.
Now, when you think of the great quarterbacks, people like John Elway or Joe Montana, mm-hmm. these were quarterbacks who would not do a lot of running. They would stand and pass.
Yes.
But Vince Young is one of the new guard, I suppose, who doesn't do that. He runs a lot. Is that changing the nature of the game of football?
A whole bunch. Vince Young is just an unbelievable all-around talent. He is a fantastic runner as well as a passer, and he's also big. He's 6'5", about 240 pounds. So he's just sort of an X-factor type of quarterback that nobody's ever really seen before. There have been great running quarterbacks in the NFL, and certainly there's one out there right now, Michael Vick, who plays for the Atlanta Falcons. But there hasn't been anybody with this combination of size, speed, and all-around talent. Now, the only question mark is he still needs a little work on his passing skills, at least at an NFL level. But I don't think anybody's too concerned about that just because his upside and what he can potentially do is just so enormous that he's going to be a top pick.
Pete Futak is a writer for collegefootballnews.com and foxsports.com. Thanks, Pete.
Anytime.